Strange Animals Podcast. Welcome to Strange Animals Podcast. I'm your host, Kate Shaw. This week, we're going to revisit a popular topic that we've covered before, especially in episode 187, but which has been suggested by a couple of listeners who want to know more. It's the praying mantis. Thanks to Elijah and an anonymous listener who suggested it. Elijah even keeps mantises as pets and sent me some pictures of them, which was awesome. The praying mantis gets its name because it holds its spiny front legs forward and together, which sort of resembles someone holding their hands together while praying. That's the type of praying spelled P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, not P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, which refers to killing and eating other organisms. But the praying mantis does that too, so it doesn't really matter how you spell it. It's a predator that will eat anything it can catch, including birds, fish, mice, lizards, frogs, and of course, lots of insects. There are thousands of mantises, also called mantids, with most species preferring tropical and subtropical climates. In general, a mantis has a triangular head with large eyes, an elongated body, and enlarged front legs that it uses to catch prey. Most species have wings and can fly, some don't. Most are ambush predators. We talked about several species of mantis in episode 187, and some more in episode 201. You can go back to those episodes to find out general information about mantises, such as how their eyes work and whether they have ears and whether they actually eat their mates. They do, sometimes. This week, we're going to focus on some findings about mantises that are new since those episodes came out. The dragon mantis, Stenophila lobivertex, was only discovered in the year 2000. Its body is covered with gray-green or green-brown lobes that help it blend in with the leaves in its forest home, but that also kind of make it look like a tiny dragon covered with scaly armor. Even its eyes are spiky. It lives in the tropics of South and Central America, where it's quite rare, and it usually only grows about an inch and a half long, or 4 centimeters. It spends most of the time in treetops, where it hunts insects, spiders, and other small animals. Unlike many mantis species, the dragon mantis is mostly nocturnal. That's one of the reasons why we don't know a lot about it. In late 2017 through mid-2018, one member of a team of scientists studying animals in Peru noticed something weird in a captive female dragon mantis. Frank Glaw isn't an expert in insects, but in reptiles and amphibians. But he happened to observe what looked like 2 tiny maggots emerge from the mantis's back, roughly above her last pair of legs, but then disappear again into her back. He thought he was seeing the results of parasitism, but a mantis expert suspected it was something very different. Some praying mantis females release pheromones from a gland in about the same place on the back. Pheromones are chemicals that can be sensed by other insects, usually ones in the same species. They're most often used to attract a mate. It turns out that the female dragon mantis has a Y-shaped organ that's up to 6 millimeters long that can release pheromones in a particular direction. The mantis can even move the prongs of the Y around if she wants to. Because she only does this at night when she's sure she's safe, and only when she hasn't found a mate yet, and because this species of mantis is really rare, no one knew that any mantis had this specific organ. It's possible that other mantis species have the organ too, but that scientists just haven't seen it yet. As we learned in our previous mantis episodes, not only are there well over 2,000 known species of mantis alive today, there are more being discovered all the time. In 2019, Project Mantis went to Brazil to look for mantises, and not only did they find 2 of the extremely rare dragon mantises, they discovered what may be a species new to science. It hasn't been described yet as far as I can find, but it appears to be a member of a group called unicorn mantises because it has a spike sticking up from the top of the head. Scientists have no idea what the spike is for, but it's funny that they found unicorn mantises and dragon mantises in the same forest. I wonder if they fight sometimes. I'm going to leave that in. Late in 2023, two new species of Australian mantis were described, one of which is so different from other known species that it was placed in its own genus. They're small mantises that live on tree trunks and are camouflaged to look like pieces of bark, so they're hard to spot. Luckily, a citizen scientist named Glenda Walter noticed them and posted pictures to iNaturalist. That's an app. If you didn't know, it's also really awesome. A lot of scientists watch iNaturalist posts, and it's a good thing because Glenda's mantises turned out to be completely new to science. One of them has been named Anemia Nat, which is abbreviated iNat, which is also the abbreviation for iNaturalist. A citizen scientist is anyone who is interested in science and works to help improve scientific knowledge in general. For instance, by taking pictures of interesting bugs and posting them to iNat. The praying mantis has been around since at least the early Cretaceous, around 120 million years ago. The oldest remains found don't look that much like modern mantises, though. They look more like cockroaches, which isn't too surprising since mantises are closely related to cockroaches. By about 110 million years ago, mantises had started to evolve the deadly front legs that they have now. Most fossilized mantis remains are actually impressions of wings, but experts can learn a lot from just the wings. Baby praying mantises have even been found preserved in amber from up to 87 million years ago. A lot of people are scared of praying mantises because they look dangerous. They're not dangerous to humans or pets at all, though. If you get pinched or nipped by a mantis, just wash your hands to clean out the wound and you'll be fine. Mantises are extremely beneficial insects, especially in the garden, because they eat other insects that eat plants that humans don't want eaten, like flowers and vegetables. Some people release mantises in the garden as a natural way to control insect pests. And as Elijah can tell you, mantises actually make really interesting pets. You can find Strange Animals Podcast at strangeanimalspodcast.blueberry.net. That's blueberry without any E's. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions for future episodes, email us at strangeanimalspodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/strangeanimalspodcast. If you'd like to support us for as little as $1 a month and get monthly bonus episodes. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Elijah and an anonymous... Thanks to Elijah and an anonymous... No, that's not how it's pronounced.